From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in. This is Triad in Focus. I'm your host, Ben Donnelly. We come to you every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 right here on 90.5 FM, WSNC, Winston-Salem State University, your genuine jazz station, and much more. My guest in the studio live this morning is Patricia DeGraffenried. She is from the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center, associated with the S.G. Atkins Community Development Center here in Winston-Salem. Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Donnelly. Wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm waking up.
But good.
Good morning so far.
It's good to have someone awake in front of me.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. What's your background?
Well, my background, I am a, I was in sales. Before sales, I was an event manager. I had my own business in the event business. And I was formerly with Pepsi in sales. And I moved from Pepsi now to event manager with the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center.
Are you from the Winston area?
Burlington.
From
Burlington is home. Yes.
Tell me more about the Conference Center.
Well, the Conference and Banquet Center, of course, we became functional as a Conference and Banquet Center about 4 years ago. It started, and you probably know the history, with S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, which was formed here at Winston-Salem State University under Chancellor Martin at that time. And his vision, along with Carol Davis, they saw the need for a business incubator, and they chose a building that was about to be torn down, which is the Old Boys and Girls Club, and they saw the vision with that building, and voila. Now it is a growing business center for small business businesses and entrepreneurs. And with that, under the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, of course, is the Enterprise Center, and now the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center.
So what is your involvement with there? I mean, what do you actually end up doing on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I am making things happen now, trying to make things happen at the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center. It is a facility, a 4,000-square-feet facility, where we can accommodate all different types of groups, whether it be graduation parties. We've had a lot of Winston-Salem State University parties there, family reunions, church banquets, corporate events. We do corporate luncheons and meetings. Just yesterday, we had a large meeting with United Healthcare. They brought in retirees explaining their health benefits, and that we had about 300 people there. So it's a growing facility. We're doing a lot of different things, a lot of different types of events, which brings us to the event that we're having tomorrow.
I see. What is this? This is the Elegance Bridal Fair and Fashion Show?
It is the second annual Multicultural Bridal Fair and Fashion Show. And what we have done, because S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation is about community and about community inclusion, there are different events that we have each year to get out into in the community and bring the community in. One we had last week, which is our annual Community Day event, which we partnered with Goodwill and several of the other organizations here in this area.
And what does that involve for Community Day?
Community Day involves partnerships here in our immediate community, the Southeast area. We get businesses, the city of Winston-Salem also is a partner with us. We have business owners. We the neighbors, the residents, getting together, having a good time, meeting each other, and just letting each other know who's in the community, how they can connect with them, and just get together once a year and have a great time and enjoying community.
Well, back to what we were mentioning about the the second annual Multicultural Bridal Fair and Fashion Show that's happening. You mentioned that's October 8th, 2016?
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Tomorrow from 12 to 5, they are at the Conference and Banquet Center. We had our first one last year, Mr. Donnelly, and it was absolutely wonderful. So the theme is building an inclusive community through love and a celebration of family. So, you know, as we look at the climate today, we sometimes don't understand other cultures. So this is a way to bring other cultures in, understand how they dress, why they dress, and bring it through love, through marriage, through union. So we're going to have fashions from African bridal fashions, Muslim, and that's going to be beautiful. I saw some of the wedding attire yesterday, and the pastels, just beautiful. Traditional American wedding attire will be featured. Last year we had Indian wedding attire, Asian, and as a matter of fact, we had students from Winston-Salem State University who actually modeled in the Asian area of it. So it was great. And this year we anticipate greater. There will be all types of vendors that assist the bride and the groom with planning their wedding. Of course, there will be florists. There will be cake designers. There will be food, photographers, music, entertainment, DJs. There'll be Donna Jones, who's a beautiful vocalist, who'll be singing some love songs. So it's going to be a great day of just fun, and we're inviting those brides and grooms to be to come out, and you'll be inside. So come out. We have plenty of space for you to enjoy yourselves and visit some of those vendors and plan that great day. Yes.
For anybody who's unfamiliar with it, what is the location of the conference center?
It's 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, which is directly up from Winston-Salem State University, past Bowman Gray Stadium. We're on the right. There's a big green canopy that stands out there in front of the building, and there's signage, and you'll see a big sign that invites you into the bridal fair and the fashion show. So come out, please, to the second annual Multicultural Bridal Fair and Fashion Show and see some of the beautiful attire from different countries, and hear some of the stories about their culture and love.
Right? Is there any, how do people get in? Is there any fee associated with it?
We ask folk, it is free and open to the public. We do ask folk to go into Eventbrite and put in second annual Multicultural Bridal Fair and Fashion Show and RSVP. That way you would like to get numbers. You like to know how many people are planning on coming. But this is, as I said, our goal is to bring people of all backgrounds together to learn how diverse cultures celebrate a love through wedding fashions and their traditions for the bride and for the groom.
That's happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow, well, October the 8th.
If you just tuned in, my guest here on Try It in Focus is Patricia DeGraffen-Reed. She is from the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center with the SG Atkins Community Development Corporation. And we're going to take a quick break and be right back with you right here on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, how one school in Oakland is dealing with a massive influx of children known as the unaccompanied minors.
We talked to them. We're like, oh, guys, you shouldn't be running around the hallways. You also shouldn't be looking at them for so long because people here take it as offense, as like you're trying to start something with them.
That's next time on Latino USA.
Monday at 7:30 on 90.5 WSNC.
Coming up on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI, analysis of the first presidential debate with Senator Bernie Sanders and conservative commentator Ann Coulter. Actress Dandy Newton talks about her latest show, Westworld, and singer Ellis Hall on his career and his latest symphony. It's called Soul Unlimited. On the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI.
Today at 6 on 90.5 WSNC. And we're back. This is 90.5 FM WSNC, WSNCradio.org. You're listening to Try It in Focus. I'm your host, Ben Donnelly. And joining me in the studio live this morning is Patricia DeGraffenried from the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center with the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation right here in Winston-Salem. Hello again, Patricia. You doing all right?
Hello again, Mr. Donnelly. I'm great. Fantastic.
Tell me a little bit more about what's going on with this bridal fair, the second annual multicultural bridal fair and fashion show.
Yeah, Mr. Donnelly, as I was saying, that the multicultural bridal show is kind of unique in its own way. Unlike other mainstream bridal shows, we actually began to not only see other fashions of other countries, but we began to understand other cultures. And with this, with the climate, worldwide climate that we see today in the news, with all kinds of things happening, we seem to forget about love. So love is a universal language that we all should understand. And we're going to show that type of love through our multicultural bridal fair. You know, Karen Knox, who is with the Convention Services Visit Winston-Salem, she's also on our advisory council for the Banquet and Conference Center. She made a statement that I thought was really, really good and kind of tells the whole story about the bridal fair. And I'm going to quote her. And she says that this type of event is a microcosm of a greater worldwide community in that while we're diverse, she says the bridal fair centers on love, acceptance, and family. And so we'll celebrate differences and embrace understanding and showcase the beauty among all of us. So I like that quote, and I wanted to express that from Karen Knox, because that's exactly what it's all about.
Is that the idea behind why this was started last year?
That is the idea behind that. And the fact that S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation is all about community and all about building community through economic development, through neighborhood leadership, and through inclusion, because, as you know, the Southeast Ward is a melting pot mm-hmm. of all of those kinds of things. So we just look forward to bringing those backgrounds together, loving it, and having the brides and grooms, you know, make some decisions as to how they would like to see their special day look. And again, we'll have all the vendors there working very closely with Talisa Ward, who's with Destiny's Boutique. She'll be bringing different fashions in. We'll be modeling those. You'll see the fashions for bridesmaids, for the girls and the boys that are in the weddings.
Ring bearers.
And the flower girls. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to flower girls. So it's going to be all sorts of great things there. And Just come out, visit, taste some of the foods, and make some decisions. But above all, come out and enjoy other cultures and understand other cultures while you celebrate your love. and the Union of Family.
Can people just come in and out as the event goes on, or do they have to be there for the beginning?
Well, they can come in and out, but in order to take advantage of some of those great gifts and giveaways, you'll need to be present to get your gift. So we will be there will be giveaways, and there'll be just fun, dancing, music, and having a lot of fun and enjoying that day that is this day, tomorrow, that is designed for the potential bride and the groom.
You sound like you're excited about this.
I am. I always get excited about it. And I think couples should be excited about it, excited enough to come out, even if there is a potential of rain. We are inside, so I encourage you to come out and enjoy what we have for the second annual bridal fair and fashion show. And I must add that our first one, which was done, and there was an article done through the Winston-Salem Chronicle, and the Chronicle stated that the first one was splendidly done, and it gained a lot of accolades. So we want to do the same thing, and of course, even better this time.
Well, I would like to change subjects just a little bit, because I'm interested in this, but what other types of events go on at the Conference Center?
Okay, so we have Community Day. We have the Multicultural Bridal Fair. We also have, since it's a business center for small businesses, we also offer a lot of resources for those entrepreneurs starting businesses. Not only do we have office space that's available, we also have Lunch and Learns, which is free to the business owners. They can come in and learn about how to market their business, about taxes, everything that goes along with businesses. We have a high-tech computer lab that has just been completed. We offer to the community any resources. Dr. Paviagilis, I call him Dr. P, he's the director of our Center for Entrepreneurship, so he offers free advice for those people that are wanting to go in business, and he's really very good, very exciting. We've partnered with the Forsyth Tech Small Business Center with Forsyth Tech, Alan Younger. He offers, we have an office there, satellite office there, that they offer to consulting to small business owners who are going into business. So there are a lot of things that's going on. It's busy up there. And as I've said to Mrs. Davis, that this will potentially be the hub of the Southeast community, the Enterprise Center. So there are a lot of things going on. The phones are ringing. We want the phones to ring more and for people to come up and see what we have there. So beautiful center.
For people who want more information, what's the contact information?
Well, you can call the Enterprise Center. The telephone number there is 336-734-6900, so that's 6900. We also have a website. It is www.sgacdc.org, and you will find out all about those programs. S.G. Atkins also builds homes, so if those are first-time homeowners who want to buy a home, then they can contact us there. We do have a Facebook page, both the Enterprise Center and the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center has a Facebook page also. So there are so many ways. We're on Twitter, Instagram. So there's so many ways that they can contact us. But I always like to encourage folks to come up and visit, because it's not the old boys club anymore. It's the Enterprise Center. There have been so many big, great renovations, and it's a beautiful facility. So we invite the public, the community, to come over and take a tour. We're glad to walk folk through the facility.
This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. My guest this morning on Triad in Focus is Patricia DeGraffenried from the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center. with S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation. We'll be back in just a few moments right here on Triad in Focus.
Next time on Bill Street Caravan, we've got the soulful bluesy duo of Deering and Down. That plus John Paul Keith continues his feature host segment, Something on the Side. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Saturday at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
In 1841, a man named Louis Tappan created America's first credit rating agency. It started with a few of his associates who sent him tips on the personal habits of people who were seeking loans.
By 1850, he has 2,000 correspondents in just about every town in America.
The growth of systematic surveillance in America on the next Backstory.
Wednesday at 7 p.m. on 90.5 WSNC.
This is Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come to you every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 o'clock and bring you important folks in the Winston-Salem area to tell you about what's going on with their organizations. Our guest this morning is Patricia DeGraffen-Reed from the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center with the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation. And she's talking about, among other things, the second annual Multicultural Bridal Fair and Fashion Show taking place tomorrow, Saturday, October 8th, 2016. Patricia, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Do I have a little bit more time?
No, yeah, you got two minutes.
Okay, thank you so very much. I just want to add something that some of the businesses that will be partnering with us on tomorrow, Who's a Rental for the first time is partnering and supporting us for our fashion show, Bridal Fair and Fashion Show tomorrow. Flavor Catering, Good Food, Joiner Catering. We also have For All Occasions, Pam Cager, have her delicious cakes there also. And I mentioned Destiny's Boutique, Simple Elegance, bringing the floral and the design for the weddings. We'll have Royal Photography, Zant Photography, a lot of businesses that I can't think of. I don't have a list in front of me, but I don't want to leave out anyone, but charge it to my head, not my heart. But I do want to encourage folk to come out, enjoy it, and see the different fashions. As I indicated earlier, the Muslim fashions, the African fashion, traditional American. Oh, yeah. And this year, we do have a lot of weddings and receptions there at our conference center. So we're going to have a couple of the ladies who got married there at the conference center and had their reception there model their bridal gowns.
Oh, that's
so they'll be putting on their bridal gowns for the second time, and they were so excited. Deidre Patrick, Tawana Razak, they're going to model their the dress that they got married in at our facility. So I'm excited about that. This is the first year that we've done that. And I think that we're going to do this as the years progress.
That's great that they can relive the moment.
Yes, when I called and asked, they were so excited. Yes, yes, yes. I'll get to wear my dress one more time, because generally they take the dress and put it in a closet or take it to the cleaners and have them store it. But now they get the opportunity to wear it one more time.
They are happy to have the excuse.
Yes, 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 yes. And they're going to bring in their bridesmaids and their flower girls.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like redoing their wedding after about a month.
Are they going to bring the groom back in?
Well, you know, I asked them to bring their now husbands, and the husbands have shied away. Oh, yes. Something that is different with our multicultural bridal fair is that we feature a men's category.
Yep.
Men's Warehouse will actually be there to tomorrow to show some of their fashions, black tie formals. So we have a men's category where men actually model the tuxes or the leisure suits, leisure wear they wear on their honeymoon and that kind of thing. So that makes us a little different because, again, you don't see many categories for just the men in bridal shows. So it's going to be really, really, really spectacular.
So this is the second annual Multicultural Bridal Fair and Fashion Show taking place at the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center. Give that contact information and the address again, please.
Okay, it is the Enterprise Center located at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. That's directly up the street from Bowman Gray Stadium and Winston-Salem State University. The contact number you can call is 336-734-6900, 734-6900. If you'd like to attend, we ask you to RSVP on Eventbrite with second annual Multicultural Bridal Fair and Fashion Show. But if not, if you want to just stop by, please come by. If you're planning your wedding or if you know someone who's planning a wedding, just come by and take a look at everything that we have for you to create your vision for that special day.
And we're going to have links to all of this on our website at wsncradio.org/triadinfocus. This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly. My guest this morning has been Patricia DeGraffenried from the Enterprise Conference and Banquet Center.
Thank you, Ben.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so very much for having me as a guest. I appreciate it. And go 90.5.
Oh, thank you. We got more music coming up, taking us up to the top of the hour. NPR News from Washington coming up at the top of the hour. But remember to tune in every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. until 8 o'clock for Triad in Focus right here, locally produced live in the studio at 90.5 WSNC Radio, Winston-Salem State University. The